One of the most heavily watched cities on Earth is London. The British capital has something like 420,000 CCTV cameras in place. Compare that to Washington, D.C., with a comparatively modest 30,000 cameras. And now the Metropolitan Police Force is going a step further, using live facial recognition cameras. In recent weeks, that technology has come to some parts of London. As the world's Orlebarian London discovered, there's plenty of opposition.
It's a wet weekday evening in East London, and I'm with a group of people making its way through the neighbourhood's busy streets. Nobody speaks, but lots of people stare. All of our faces are painted in what's called CV Dazzle. It's a type of camouflage makeup. Basically, I look like a superfan on my way to a big soccer match. But the idea is this. If the makeup is applied correctly, live facial recognition cameras can't detect you.
It's kind of just quite daunting knowing that there's maybe not somebody watching, but there's something watching you most of the time.
Artist Evie Price is leading tonight's walk with the Dazzle Club. Every month the group invites people to walk in silence, in makeup, through different areas in London. She tells me she worries about what happens with all the digital information that police cameras are collecting.
What are they doing with that technology? What are they doing with the data that they're collecting? They say it's for safety purposes and preventative policing, but we have no evidence that what they're actually using it for is working or it's being effective.
Price and the Dazzle Club aren't the only ones with concerns. When the London Police announced they were planning to roll out facial recognition technology last month, civil liberty organisations pounced. Silky Carlo is with an organisation called Big Brother Watch.
I think the deeper challenge that facial recognition poses is that it actually starts to reverse the presumption of innocence. Because it's a mass surveillance technology that not only watches but checks identities, it means that members of the public in our everyday lives are effectively being subjected to a police lineup, a constant police lineup, and constantly having our identities checked to make sure that we're not criminals.
Police cameras in London are active for hours at a time, but not 24/7. They work by scanning people's faces and then comparing those images to a watch list of suspects. Assistant Police Commissioner Nick Efgrave says the system does not store images of random people's faces.
Every image that is looked at by the technology, if there is no match, it's instantaneously deleted. The only images that are retained are those where there's been an alert, and they're retained for a maximum of 31 days.
Police say the cameras are mostly accurate, that they can identify 70% of suspects walking past, but an independent review of the technology came up with very different results. That study was carried out by Pete Fussey. He's a professor at Essex University and an expert in surveillance technology.
On the six trials that I observed, there were 42 times in which the facial recognition system alerted operators that someone had passed the cameras, which was matched to the database. And in only 8 of those cases was it verifiably correct that that person was verifiably, without any doubt, the person that had been matched.
That's an accuracy rate of just 19%. But facial recognition cameras are becoming more common. In addition to the Metropolitan Police, shop owners around Britain are also using them. FaceWatch is a for-profit company that provides the technology. It says retailers want facial recognition cameras because the police don't have the time or the resources to deal with low-level crimes like shoplifting. Nick Fisher is the CEO of FaceWatch.
And it's proving to be really effective. And everywhere we've deployed FaceWatch today, within 90 days of deployment, all our businesses have reported a greater than 25% reduction in store theft. And without question, the employees in the store, they're reporting that they feel a lot safer.
But Silky Carlo from the group Big Brother Watch says there's a real downside here.
This is a real worry because then we have basically privatised policing. I'm sure everyone knows what it feels like to walk out of a shop and feel the eyes of a security guard on your back. And, you know, maybe they think that they saw something they didn't see. Or now what they have the ability to do is put your face on a watch list. And every time you go into that shop, create an alert. And in fact, they're sharing that with other retailers in the area as well.
Facial recognition technology is so new that the legal system has yet to catch up. The European Commission, for example, is considering a ban on the technology in public places for 3 to 5 years, while regulations are put in place. And there's a legal challenge making its way through the UK's court system. But London police seem determined to press on. The police commissioner recently dismissed complaints by saying that concerns about privacy feel much, much smaller than worrying about a knife through the chest. Back in East London, Anna Hart with the Dazzle Club says she's not buying it.
A 15-year-old was stabbed in my street opposite my house 2 days ago. This stuff didn't keep him safe.
We finished the walk at a local pub and I asked Claudia and James, who joined the group, what they learned from the experience of trying to fool the cameras.
I found it quite enlightening, actually. I don't often walk through London in silence, let alone with my face painted. I thought I was going to get stared at and heckled at, and actually, weirdly, people ignored us on the whole.
Facial recognition is a huge thing already, especially if you look at what's happened in China. It just seemed a really nice way of pushing back against that.
The Dazzle Club is planning its next protest walk later this month, but the police appear to have the government on their side. The majority Conservatives are promising to empower the police with new technologies. It might take more than camouflage makeup to prevent live facial recognition cameras from becoming part of the new normal. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.